Got to talk about this Jersey Live gig that you did the other week, because it was all over the papers. Your guitar case got opened, a spider jumped out, everyone panicked, backstage was closed down, animal experts were called out. Question everyone's lips, Noel. How is the spider? Do we know what happened to that spider?
Yeah, I can categorically state that that story is not even true.
Really?
Yeah, none of it actually happened. How somebody would think a giant spider with green fangs, like somewhat out of Scooby-Doo, would, you know, shut down the backstage area of a major British festival. It's nonsense. I wasn't even there. It was a story about me that I wasn't even in attendance. And what actually happened was this. My crew had loaded in the night before and put all my stuff underneath the tarpaulin on the stage. And when they pull back the tarpaulin, a spider.
Right.
A spider. Just a regular Jersey French / English spider just happened to run off. And Lord knows how it ends up in the sun. Lord knows. But that story has no foundation or truth in it whatsoever.
Well, I was going to talk about, as well as a great summer of music, fantastic summer of sport. We've had the London 2012 Olympics. Also, the Paralympics are going to finish off tonight. Did you get a chance to go to watch any of the events live?
I did. I was lucky enough to go to the last Saturday when Mo Farah won the 5,000 metres and seen the Jamaicans win the 4x100 metres. And I've got to say, I've been to big gigs and big sporting events all over the world, and that was incredible. And the whole 2 weeks, I think, was kind of before the Olympics started, you know, and you hear Boris and the toffs, you know, Coe and Cameron and all that mob who run our country saying that, you know, this is going to bring out the best in Britain. And because we're a nation of cynics, we're all sat there going, f*** off, off, you know. But actually, I was in London for that 2 weeks. Actually, they were right. It was an amazing thing that happened, you know what I mean? That everybody thought it was going to be a disaster. Yeah. And, you know, you got 70,000 people watching javelin and stuff like that. But that night at the stadium, it's amazing to see how the crowd reacted to Mo Farah and Usain Bolt and Blake and all that lot. And it was fantastic, amazing. And I'm glad the football season's back, though. Can't watch running forever.
Can you? Oh, did you actually turn down the chance to be a part of the closing ceremony?
Yeah.
Why did you turn that down?
They'd asked me, and then I was going to do it for a long time, and they wanted to do it acoustically. That's just me and a guitar and a string section, and I was all right with that, you know. And then they wanted me to mime it, you know, and I wasn't into that. I just thought it was a bit naff, you know. And we kind of kicked it back and forward for a bit, and in the end, I think I just thought it didn't feel right, and I said, you know what, I'll watch it on TV. And they were hell-bent on having Wonderwall in the thing, so they asked the next in line. And fortunately, he wasn't busy, so they did it.
And what do you think of his version of Wonderwall on the night?
Yeah, exactly the same as the Oasis version. Exactly the same.
Now, he's mentioned in a few interviews, your brother, that there is a possibility he thinks that you guys could get together again in, say, 3 years' time to mark the 20th anniversary of What's Story Morning Glory. What do you think about that, Noel?
Well, he shouldn't have tried to sue me, should he?
So there's never going to happen?
Not even if all the starving children in the world depended on it. I don't, you know, I know it's the done thing these days and what people do, but it's not what I do. And I don't think, I can understand bands reforming and they're bigger than they ever were. They're now more successful. So we couldn't be more successful than we ever were. We were one of the five biggest bands in the world at any given time and the biggest thing to come out of England in 35 years. So what would we be doing it for? For the fans, nobody ever gave a shit about the fans in that band. You know, so, no, it's done. You know, it's done.